is Davin's Den. Is Davin's Den.
Hopefully put a bow on this Kavanaugh stuff, because we've been covering it the past, what, 2 weeks?
3 weeks? Yeah. Since two or three.
Because it's been in the news so much.
Yeah, it's so much. Everybody, it was like a spectator sport.
All right, so let's try to recap what happened. I guess first we'll play the president mocking the alleged victim, Christine Blasey Ford. I'll play the audio of that. And we can discuss what we think about that, and we can go from there.
I had one beer, right? I had one beer. Well, you think it was... Nope, there was one beer. Oh, good. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know. Was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember. And a man's life is in tatters. A man's life is shattered.
Make sure you tip the waitstaff. I'll be selling merch out by the parking lot. Get your MAGA hats on the way out. It sounds like he's working on a stand-up back there.
You know they're selling them.
Well, if you stand behind, if you're willing to stand behind him, you get one for free, Joe. So you get your MAGA hat.
You sit, but if you can't, there's a table there.
There's a table there. Get your little merch. President's greatest hits, greatest tweets, a little book that you can buy.
Did other presidents used to have like pep rallies for themselves all during their presidency like this?
Well, right now it's because he's campaigning for these candidates. But he has continued to do this throughout when he wasn't campaigning because he likes to feel good.
I know, listen, but man, did other people do this?
When you're a performer, you got to feed off the audience, man. You got to hit the road. You lose your timing if you're home. I mean, you can write. I mean, he's writing 280 characters at a time, but it's just not the same as getting in front of the crowd, doing the hits, working in some new stuff. This was the new bit. This is the closing bit. I don't know. I can't remember. One beer. Joe, killer shit. Killer shit for the comic in chief. The audience is loving it. It's like Gallagher smashing a watermelon.
But wait.
It's like Tim Allen. That's why he's giving it to the people.
Yeah, but was he really mocking her, or was he doing vintage Reagan?
Oh, pitch slam.
Which one he was doing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I can't remember. I don't know.
Wow. Now Pip is...
I need a nap.
Pip is not only making fun of the dead, but the mentally ill before they were dead. We've done our work here, Joe. Mm. She is as vicious as they come.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what we've done to you.
We've broken
you
her.
Know.
We've
you know what you've
know.
Done.
You know what you've done.
Listen, no thighs were involved, so you got off lucky.
Hysterical. I'll never be Supreme Court Justice.
None of us
will. Actually, that girl back.
Actually,
you yes, somebody did. Okay.
we don't believe you. Joe's a nice boy.
Yeah.
He would never.
Never happen.
As long as Joe pays enough hush money and burns all these video tapes, he'll be fine.
Yeah,
but
really.
I mean, all right. Kidding. Very, very, very funny stand-up material our president's doing there. Quite the set. What the fuck is he doing?
Really?
What the fuck? I mean, he went from, she seems very credible.
Yeah.
You know, she seems like a good person.
Right.
To now...
Outwardly mocking her.
The most powerful man in the country, if not the world, is mocking... Joe, are you going to defend this?
No.
Okay.
But what I'm going to say is he probably... And I'm being the devil's advocate
here.
Well,
every time you speak for him, you are.
Yeah.
I'm going to draw little horns on your head right now while you speak. Go ahead.
He probably got caught up in the moment.
You think? This guy? Because he's always so scripted.
My whole thing is that he should have went with the tact that he had. Look, something may have happened here. I don't feel it's Kavanaugh. We're moving on. Both people went through a lot.
You wish he would have done what he said he would be, presidential.
It was, yeah, because it was also, you know, and this has been going through the past week and a half after the testimony mm-hmm. where it's been Judge Kavanaugh, what they've done to Kavanaugh, what they've done to you, and blah, 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 and this and that, you know, and it's horrible what they did and what they put your family through. And what. And my critique is, but you really should put some emphasis on the woman as well.
Because as I've often said, you'd make a fucking better president than this idiot we have now.
But that's,
you're absolutely right,
but that's,
Josh.
Yeah, but that's going for the president. That's also been some of the, you know, some of the senators and stuff like that. You know.
Oh, no, they're all playing the party line now. They've all lined up.
Where you the least you could do is say, you know, Ms. Ford has been through a lot as well as, you know, as well as Judge Kavanaugh.
Once in a while, they say that as an afterthought. The president's not doing
but it
that
shouldn't
anymore.
Be said. No. But it shouldn't be said as an afterthought.
What he called yesterday, he called it a hoax. He called it a fucking hoax.
Yeah.
Like she's just another crisis actor.
Yeah.
I mean,
she just made it up.
The woman can't go home to her house. She said she can't go home to her house anymore because she's getting all these threats. The commander in chief, who used to be, that position used to be also called the consoler in chief, whether you were left or right, I've talked about it before. Both presidents' parties were able to do that, starting with Reagan when the shuttle blew up,
mm-hmm.
you know, to Clinton with Oklahoma, to W after 9/11, to Obama with the church shootings.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a party thing. They were consoler in chief, and Joe said this guy's not good with that shit. he's left not only good at shit, outwardly making it worse.
Yes,
he's making it fucking worse.
But I think back then it was a different time, and
2015.
No, well, you're talking about Reagan.
But no, I took you through them. I said I took you
up
through.
Until present day almost.
But
I said I took you through Obama. The only one who I didn't have was George Herbert Walker Bush, because I just can't remember if there was
what
some
bad shit happened on
I mean,
his
I
watch.
I know the World Trade Center. I think the World Trade Center was no, it wasn't under his watch.
No, that was 93. So I'm sure there
was something.
But it's I'm not arguing the point, but what I'm trying to say is that it was a different time where we're entrenched in party lines. Also, as a consoler, that was like during a national tragedy. This wasn't a national tragedy. It was a national issue. It's that they need to get a focus on. They still don't have, by any way of means, a hook on optics.
That's where I disagree with you, Joe. He knows exactly what he's doing. He does. You're coming to like, well, he should try to be the whole country's president. That's where you're after 2 years in, which is, you know, shit I was saying 2 years ago. He doesn't care. Listen to those people laughing behind him. Those are his people. That's all he cares about. He doesn't want the independent. He doesn't want the left. He doesn't want the never Trumper. He doesn't give a shit. He wants the 35% to 40% that are going to lap up whatever he does, and he's going to play to that. That's mm-hmm. what he's going to do. So it's not optics. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's just derelict in his fucking duties.
Yep. I think it's also outlined, you know, what your Pelosi's and your Schumer's do.
But
it does in the sense that, like I said, we're entrenched on our own sides.
Dude, he could kill Feinstein at that fucking rally and go to all of the laughs that he wanted and not kill her. He could have done that. He could have done his partisan bullshit and, like, killed the Democrats like he always does and left her out of it. He could have done that. This was particularly disgusting. A woman that he called credible and seemed like a nice person a week before is openly fucking mocking for less. We don't even do that on our show. You know, when we deal with the, and it's not even the same thing, but we deal with scam victims, we all said, we're not gonna make fun of the victims.
No.
You know, listen, sometimes they do things that we question, we go, really? We roll our eyes, we look at each other like, can you do that?
But it's
we
like, would never, why would you do that? But we don't go, oh, you asshole.
Yeah,
you
we
know?
Don't do it
you
for
had
laughs.
It coming.
It's
you
really
know?
Easy
no,
to get
no.
laughs at a victim or an alleged victim's expense. We don't do that because we're better people
than that.
We're
not gonna punch down, like
right,
you said.
And we know.
And he's punching down.
Right. I mean, and it's not the first time.
Oh, my God, no. It's like, let's make fun of the handicapped.
On the one where he made fun of the handicapped, that's a gesticulation that he's always done, and they had different videos of him doing it about different people.
Sorry, got to call bullshit.
I think this latest display calls into that bullshit. This is what this guy does. He does it for the laughs. And those people are fucking, you know what? I know we talked about Hillary Clinton before, I mean, you're not a fan, whatever, and she called them deplorables, and at the time I said, you know what, that number was too high. And I still say that, where she said, like, most of them are deplorables. Those fucking people laughing at that shit, they're deplorable. And I'm not calling you deplorable, because you're saying it was wrong and you didn't like it. But those people there
that were laughing?
Cheering in the fucking moment, they're deplorable. Whether you think the Kavanaugh did it or not,
Yeah.
To see that display from the president of
sexual assault is hilarious.
I mean, come on.
Oh, my God. It's so funny.
Cake would have made it better.
She didn't. Yeah. She had a beer and she didn't remember what year it happened in. Yes, just, she did.
It's just.
And it wasn't even accurate, but I mean, because he got carried away. But.
And clearly we've seen a strategy now. We were, you know, I was giving Pip the old what for. You say sometimes I play a dick on the show, and that's what I have to do when you're not here. I was giving Pip the old what for before because a woman was warbling on her Facebook page singing about men being the real victims here, and I was giving Pip shit about it. But in all honesty, yes, a man can get falsely accused. But
of course.
The vast majority of us who don't do heinous shit are not going to get falsely accused. There's more likely a woman is going to get assaulted, raped, groped, than a man is going to get falsely accused for shit. It's just the reality of it.
It is.
But it does happen.
It has happened.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
It does
yes,
happen.
It does. But the men are not the real fucking victims of this here. This is just trying to play to the base, and women, the women are lapping up. Listen,
yeah.
Listen, if I had a son, you know, sure. Might I talk to him about it? Absolutely. But I would also say, don't do stupid shit.
Yeah.
Don't put yourself in a bad situation.
Right.
You know, if you want to drink, make sure you have your wits about you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now with everybody's social media, it's a different time. You do something stupid, it's going to get caught. You know, don't do stupid shit. But he's trying to pivot. Like she's not a victim at all. This is all a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
And Brett Kavanaugh is the victim. It's fucking heinous. Now, I'm not saying he's not a victim. I'm not saying that.
Right.
Because I don't know. But I am saying what he's doing, diminishing her and making that this is all part of a strategy to bring this guy down, it's fucking awful.
It's awful.
It sends the absolute wrong message.
I think it was.
What do you think it was?
I think it was a strategy used by the Democrats to bring him down.
Okay.
And using Kavanaugh as a pawn. Not Kavanaugh. Yeah.
You think Ford was used?
Ford was
but
used
you don't
as
think
a
Ford
pawn.
Was in on it.
I'm staying with that contention on that. Now, with that being said, you take the high road and you be gracious on it.
But now this is where I'm going to call you out because we've had this conversation before, and you go, "Well, I didn't hire a honey bunch." So you know this guy's an asshole. You've excused it before. This goes with it.
I didn't hire him to be a honey bunch, but I have said, and I say it now, and I have said in the past, that he does not have a sense of optics.
Forget about optics.
He was wrong.
Do you think it's right for him to do it? Forget about how it looks.
Right to do. Phrase the question. Right to do what?
Should the president of the United States attack, whether left or right, attack a regular citizen? Should the president of the United States attack a regular citizen?
A crime victim.
Just even a regular citizen.
It depends on the situation.
I can't. It depends never been on the situation. Where we've had a president do this. And it's not the first time he attacked a union chief.
Actually, I have to say that Obama called Kanye an asshole.
Well, Kanye is an asshole.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so did he call Kanye an asshole?
I can't remember if he used that he was a.
You better Google
he
that.
He used
shit.
Some word like that. He used. I'll find
Listen,
out the
Kanye's
word.
Kanye's the one who called W. If I said W doesn't care about black people, so you know, and I called Kanye an asshole for that too, and I was
he
no fan
him,
of W.
He called him a jackass. Sorry.
All right. Well, fine. But was he doing it in a big speech?
No. I somebody mean, asked him about
was he
it.
President
and
at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. He shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
But Kanye's got a lot more power than any normal citizen. Does.
Right, right.
Kanye has a platform.
It just came to my head. I'm like, you know, well.
You know, listen.
Imagine a Kardashian. He's no normal citizen.
No, but the president calls these NFL players sons of bitches and everything.
Yeah.
I don't like it. But again, they have more of a platform than this woman does. Than a union chief does.
Yeah, until she was brought out into the open, she was just a person.
Right, right. I mean, it's just. And the people, not you, but the people, they just stand by it and they cheer it. And this is why I go, this guy's not a fucking leader. This guy, this is what makes me mad about him. It's like, you know, I can look at the policy things and we can have conversations about things that he's done. And now there are some achievements. He has achieved some things.
Mm-hmm.
And I can have that conversation, but I can't forget this shit.
No.
Because I know we can get a better human being in office that could accomplish the things that Joe would want, maybe I wouldn't want them, but the things that typically Joe would want on a conservative agenda that I wouldn't want. I believe we can, because we've had those people before.
Yeah.
We've had people who are not fucking blatant assholes.
Right.
Who would carry out policies that I thought were assholish policies, but they weren't blatant assholes.
They weren't being embarrassing.
Right. All right. So let's
and,
move on.
And
so
not I'm, decent.
So we're, we all agree not good. We no. all agree on that? Not,
yeah, I would
not
guess. Good. Yes.
Okay.
I would.
So let's so here, so let's talk about this FBI report. Here's what we know about the FBI report. They did not interview Ford or Kavanaugh.
Right.
They interviewed Judge, mm-hmm. who Blasey Ford said was in the room.
Yes.
They interviewed Ford's friend, who said who she said was there.
Mm-hmm.
They did interview Ramirez. That was the second accuser.
Right.
They interviewed her. They did not interview Swetnick. That was the third accuser that Avenatti brought with the gang rape.
Yep.
Did not interview her. They did not interview 20 to 40 people that were requested by Ramirez and Ford to corroborate their claims. People that were calling the tip lines. People that we saw on TV.
Yeah.
Going to the news organization saying, we reported this. The FBI hasn't contacted us. They did not interview people, like I said, did not interview people who contacted the FBI tip line who made state who had statements to make about Kavanaugh. It did end early. We wondered, is a week enough time? But we all said, well, we'll see what they find in a week. You know, yep. that's the time. Yeah, I understand they don't want this to drag out. They ended it early. We will not see the results. In my mind, and I know it's party line-ish here, but I would say the same thing if the Dems did it too. They left a lot on the table. If you really want to clear Kavanaugh's name or find out if he did it or if Ford is a political operative being used by the Democrats who knows exactly what she's doing and is trying to bring this man down for nefarious reasons, you fucking interview some more people. I mean, you got to go back to Ford and Kavanaugh after you talk to these people. Like if a judge and Ford's friend disagree with what Ford said, you got to go back to Ford and go, listen, how do you explain this? They say their story does not match up with yours. Judge does not say you were in the room. How do you explain it?
Right.
You got to go back.
Yeah.
And the argument is, well, they were interviewed by the senators. We talked about that last week. It was a shit show.
Yeah.
That was just grandstanding.
Yes.
The FBI are professionals.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll come back with what their opinion, what their findings are, and their opinions on that. They're not going to
come back with opinions. The FBI is going to come back with the findings.
With the findings, rather. Now, the only thing is that the Democrats screwed up. In my opinion, the Democrats used this as a back pocket thing to do it at the last minute, figuring with the Me Too movement, they'll drop him like a hot potato, and then we'll hold up till the midterm. I'm not done yet. I feel they screwed themselves because if they did it when they had the findings in July, it could have been a whole different conversation. It could have been, you know what I'm saying?
But Joe, then you could still do the investigation and prove that the Democrats were trying to. You can ask everybody. Go, listen, we asked everybody. This is what we found. There was nothing there. You come back with that, you make the Democrats look like shit. You got me going, this is a bunch of horseshit. They did this guy wrong. I can't believe they tried to ruin this guy's life. This woman hasn't been able to corroborate anything. I don't know what her motive is, but what the Democrats did to her and what they did to this guy is wrong. You would have me on board.
Yeah.
People like me saying, this is fucking wrong. I can't believe. Please usher him right in to be the next justice. It's terrible what they did. And you'd have me thinking about how I was leaning towards things, I was looking at the part.
The way the Democrats did it, it looked like an underhanded.
Right, but now the Republicans look underhanded with this.
Right.
By not doing. Right. Because the president is the one who's in control of the investigation. Because the president is the client of the FBI. So the president sets the parameters of what they can and can't investigate. The Democrats asked to see what the parameters are. Trump would not share it. He has not shared it with us, what the parameters of this investigation are. We just know that there were all these people that wanted to be interviewed that could corroborate these alleged victims' stories. If you don't interview them, it looks like you're hiding shit. You're not helping Kavanaugh, but I don't think they wanted to. I don't think Kavanaugh wanted to be helped either. They just wanted to get him on the Supreme Court.
Right, they want to get him on the Supreme Court. Now, the whole thing is that people, we have no attention span anymore. So if you got to think not as political commentators on a show or political, you got to think back up a strategy, you know? We move this on. We get the FBI investigation. We get him in, and basically after a week or two, people forget about it and move on. I mean, a perfect.
You're absolutely right.
You know,
you're 100% correct. But do you want the country run that way? To the lowest common denominator? I can't refute anything you just said about that. We're a bunch of fucking morons.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
Because I was going to bring up, I'm like, what happened to those kids of the detainees at the border?
I'll tell you what happened to them. They moved them to a Texas fucking prison in the middle of the fucking desert. There's about 1,500 kids that they haven't been able to place. That's what fucking happens. The news doesn't cover it all the time, but some of them do a little bit, and it's fucking bullshit. But enough about that.
But that's what I'm saying. Next.
Yeah, but,
you know?
but
there's people like me that want more.
But you're a minority.
Is that an anti-Semitic crap?
I'm saying it like a political operative.
You're absolutely right.
You know, I'm not saying as a you know.
But they're playing us. They're fucking playing us, and I can't stand it.
Look over here at this shiny controversial thing.
And I haven't argued with you that the Democrats were playing us with this shit.
Well, that's the problem. Now, with that in mind, where do we go from here?
Well, Joe, here's the thing. It's not really up to me because I'm not going to vote for anybody. Now I won't even consider Republicans. I'll tell you why. Because I did vote for a Republican last time in a local election. Just because I thought they were the better candidate. Now I won't consider it because I just know they're going to all fall lockstep. So there's really nothing more I can do. Now it comes up to somebody like yourself, who's Republican, who likes Trump, but you're starting to see the bullshit that we're getting played for. You're voted, well, not even in New York, but it's somebody like you who can make a difference. I'm still going to vote left in the next election because I've had enough. It's going to be a long time till I vote right again, even local, because I've had enough. But it comes up to somebody like you. And if it was the Obama administration or Hillary pulling this shit, it would be somebody like me.
But you want to know, so you know what my takeaway is? And it's a wrong thing to think, but just watching what the Democrats did, we're not going to accept anybody. We're going to now we're going to bring this one out at the last minute. You want to know something? Screw you. Because if that's the way you want to play, this is what you're going to get.
But, you know, but we talked about that.
But
we knew this was coming with Mitch McConnell and Merrick Garland. We knew this shit was coming.
Yes.
And you know what? And here's the thing. When the Democrats get power, and they're going to get power, it always goes back and forth. It's gonna be even fucking worse.
Yeah.
Because they're both fuck you. So that's why the people who vote with the power and party are the ones that have the power.
I'm telling you right now, it's going to take another national tragedy, a national 9/11 style tragedy, to get us back all on one page again.
That won't even work because to your point, our attention spans aren't even there.
Yeah, we're all too cynical at this point. It'll be like, oh, okay, for a moment, and then gone. But the thing is that we've become the yin and yang of fuck you politics.
It's like
you know what? When you guys were in, you did this, so fuck you, and now we're going to do that. So
Said that's the whole thing. Well, the way you got cut. Well, you know what? If you pulled your shit, and that's what you get for pulling your shit. I'm commenting.
I don't think you made a comment. I think you just made a bunch of noises.
Well, I'm tired, dude. But that's the that's the comment on that.
But that's where we are.
You're absolutely
right. But here's what I noticed, and maybe the left will do it too. I don't know. But I'm seeing the fans of the right, like with this Kavanaugh thing, and every time, just like in your face, we won. You're just showboating, like rubbing your face, and it's like to troll. I'm like thinking, you guys don't even know anything about Kavanaugh. This wasn't even about Trump. It was not about Trump until Trump inserted himself at this.
Yeah.
Trump was going to – you were going to get a conservative chief justice on the Supreme Court. That shit was coming. The Democrats couldn't do anything to stop it.
Right.
You were going to get a conservative who was going to side with the Trump policies probably anyway. But instead, it's just – they take joy out of seeing all these women that are upset and all these men that love these women that are upset and the people on the left that are protesting and are not happy. They take this fucking joy, and it's not healthy. It's not healthy. So the question is, when the left get some victories, are they going to take joys? Like, I think to myself, how am I going to react when Trump leaves office? I hope I will act as Joe did when Trump won, and Joe was very laid back and very cool about it, was not gloating. I'm not typically one to gloat, but I see all these motherfuckers just being douchebags to be douchebags, and the president just cheering them on to be douchebags. This is not good for the country.
You can't have the president having a rally and telling people, you know what? See that guy over there that is not one of us? Go punch him. Somebody go punch him. I'll pay your lawyer's bills. You can't have the president of the United States inciting violence.
He wasn't. You had a guy
but you know what? And the guys that protested, the neo-Nazis, there's good guys on both sides.
I don't want to argue that.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, as an example, you can't have a president who does all this evil, gross stuff.
Go on.
Well, you got Anthony Cumia made a good point on his show. He was saying you got these guys that are all career politicians that know how to be politically correct. And Trump went from a businessman to a reality show to president. He never ran for an alderman. He never did that.
But Joe, my argument, and we've had this conversation. I get that. But you don't have to be an asshole. An asshole is something you were no matter what job you were. You were either a good person or an asshole no matter what job you had. He's an asshole. And I don't like having an asshole.
Well, he is an asshole. We know he's an asshole. We elected him because he's an asshole. But the problem is that he need.
He could get shit done without being an asshole.
He could. Like I said, it's the optics. It's the optics.
But he's doing it on purpose, and people are feeding into it, and it's just tearing the country. I don't think this was good for the country.
No.
I don't think we should have a member of the Supreme Court that this is this controversial. Well, the right will say, well, you know, you just slanted, you would have done it to the next one. Well, we don't know that because Gorsuch got through and didn't go through any of this shit.
I think the Democrats were so blatant, like no matter who you pick, they're not getting in.
But then we could come back here and I would go, you know what? I'm calling them on the bullshit. Yep. They're playing out of Mitch McConnell's and you could argue whether it's right or not right. This is politics and we could have that conversation. But this is different. This is not that. This is somebody who allegedly sexually assaulted somebody who have all these people. And we, like I said, even if you don't think that happened, a lot of us think he lied under oath.
He did.
And we all know he was partisan.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the whole thing with the partisan thing is that when basically the argument is, you know, this is a job interview. But essentially it is. But it's not a normal job interview. You go for an interview. You're not in front of a whole Senate grilling you. He was stating his opinion. It was not asked how he feels about Roe v. Wade. He's not asked.
That wasn't the first time.
He wasn't asked on how he felt about the double jeopardy thing that they're going to be.
That was last time.
You know, but this was a direct attack on him and his family. And you know, and that was his opening statement and opinion
on the disgust
of the party.
There's 9 lifetime positions out of 325 million people in the country. We got to get the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand what you're saying. Maybe if that's you or me, and we're getting grilled like that, and honestly, I don't think I would have. But if we're getting grilled like that, that's fine. This guy's supposed to be better. He's supposed to be the best of the best. You can't crack. Whatever. I think it's fair for the country.
I think when it's personal attacks on you and you're being dragged through the mud and you're fighting for your life, you might have the contention that I'm going to have my say. I have this woman that is accusing me and I'm going to have my say on
you that. You had retired Justice Stevens say that originally he thought she would be fine for the court, but after seeing that testimony, he should not because of it. You had like over like 1,500 law professors say that he wasn't right. You had the Bar Association pull back. The people that know that field better than any of us were like, whoa.
We're pulling back their recommendations.
Based on his testimony, because it wasn't a problem. Not that he sexually assaulted her, just because of the display he saw.
Yeah.
They saw. So, you know, listen. When you expect less from the Fry guy than you do from the Supreme Court.
I just feel because it was personal attacks on him, the way he reacted. You're fighting for your life here. If it was on cases and former cases, and you had that, whoa, slow down. this isn't the guy. You know, so that's what I feel. I feel that he was just being dragged through the mud. And now it's his chance to speak. He hadn't said a word. Now it's his,
Well, he wrote an op-ed, which, what do you guys think of that? He released in the Wall Street Journal.
If I knew nothing about the man, oh, nice.
So you liked it?
I did.
I'll be frank with you. I never saw it.
Just be Joe.
I think he was right. And the Democrats suck.
All right, be frank. Frank seems like a nicer chap.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah, like that.
That's Frank's Frank better read.
So this is what he wrote in it. He goes, "I was very emotional last Thursday, more so than I have ever been. I might have been too emotional at times. I know that my tone was sharp, and I said a few things I should not have said. I hope everyone can understand that I was there as a son, a husband, and a dad. But listen, man, we all have job interviews, and we all have bad days. You can't do that shit."
I think for what they put him through, I mean, you were just skewered, you know, and he came out swinging. I mean,
but Hillary Clinton got skewered for 11 hours, and if she did that shit,
because she's not human. She's not a person. She's not human. She has no feelings whatsoever. She's so calculated.
How do you know? We don't know any of these people in their personal lives. That's like me saying Trump is not human. I believe it. But it's like, I have no real authority to say that.
Oh, no, he's very human.
Yeah, okay. But you don't know she's not human. I mean,
she's not a cyborg.
Her daughter seems lovely.
We're not talking about her daughter.
But she, right, you think Bill was? Bill was banging broads left and right. Somebody was raising.
We're talking about Bill either. This goes a different way.
No, but I mean, but also here was a woman who had to testify in front of this army of white old men faces with a couple of women thrown in, talking about intimate sexual assault.
And she kept her shit together.
And she kept it together. And he was like screaming and crying like a loon.
Well, like I said, I don't have a problem with him screaming and crying. It's just the shit he said.
Oh, I have a problem with him lying under oath.
That I have a problem with. That's screaming and lying?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I didn't like the lying.
Yeah.
I didn't like the lying. So anyway, so he wrote the opinion piece that his words during the hearing reflected my overwhelming frustration at being wrongly accused without corroboration of horrible conduct completely contrary to my record and character. He vowed to remain impartial and emphasized his belief that an independent and impartial judiciary is essential to our constitutional republic. So there we got, after he gets sworn in, because Collins got sworn in. So there we got Trump wants to have another little ceremony for him the other night at the White House. So Kavanaugh said things along these lines about calling balls and strikes as an umpire, being, you know, playing not the loon that we saw playing very impartial.
Right.
But right next to him, you got fucking Trump playing politics.
Yeah.
It's bad for the country. I'll tell you this, Joe. I'll tell you this. People no longer, thanks to the president, trust the law enforcement, the FBI. They don't trust the FBI anymore. And now you probably have some Democrats who don't trust them either. So you got that. People don't trust the politicians, haven't for years. People, thanks to the president, do not trust the media. Now, what we had was the Supreme Court. You know, we kind of had a feeling the way some would vote on everyone, which I didn't like. But now you feel, because of what he said, and because of how this guy was forced through, you kind of feel like the deck's stacked and like even the Supreme Court can't be trusted. It's just not good for the country. As an American, it's just not – I resigned myself that there was going to be 5 conservatives to 4 thanks to Mitch McConnell and the Stunt to America. I resigned myself to that. I wasn't going to be out in the streets. I'm not out in the streets now. I have a house. But I wasn't going to be out in the streets protesting and shit over that because it is what it is. I didn't like it. But this type of shit,
yeah,
this is big. This is not good for the
country.
But
the Democrat, you know, the Democrats also had a play in this.
I'm not saying they didn't.
Where they said going in that no matter who you nominate, we don't want him in. We're going to do whatever it takes. We're going to do whatever it takes.
Well, that's what Mitch McConnell actually did. Mitch McConnell actually did that. We're not going to hear him. And here's the part that chaps my ass. When Susan Collins is talking about why she voted for why she's going to give the yes to Kavanaugh, she quote, how many times that Merrick Garland and him sided together on the same things? Well, you're just telling me, and other Republicans have done this too, you're just telling me how good Merrick Garland is. You wouldn't even have a hearing on him. You wouldn't even meet with him. So
there's no excuse for that.
When you're talking politics, I hear you. Yes, the Dems did play politics. But Mitch McConnell fucking laid that shit down.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So much so that you wonder sometimes if these politicians even think with any common sense.
No, they don't. No, they're thinking about getting reelected.
But that's the whole thing. Because when that whole thing started, it's like, do the thing for. What do you think the Democrats are going to sit there and go? Okay, they're going to start playing dirty pool,
right?
Yep.
And it's going to turn into a pissing contest. And man, there was a lot of urine last week.
There was. So,
country could use depends.
Like I said that day, you know, on the show last week, everybody got a red. Everybody in that goddamn chamber got a red ass that day, no matter what side of the aisle you were on.
Absolutely.
If Trump really wanted to be president, like for the country and not just for his base, which he doesn't want to do,
no,
he would have pulled Kavanaugh back. Yeah. You let him still serve on the second highest court in the land, which I don't even know if he should have done that. You would have pulled him back. You would have gone to your little list from the Federalist Society, and you would have picked an even more conservative judge.
Yeah.
And gone, fuck you.
Yeah, you don't like this guy? Well, look what I got for you.
And he would have never made it by the midterms. Going back to what we're saying, all he wanted to do was get their guy in.
Yeah, would have done it in the lame duck session. They would have forced it through the lame duck session.
Yeah.
That's what they would have done. It's bad. I don't like it.
No, I don't like that either.
This is not good for the country.
Let's have cake.
Yeah.
Cake is good.
Cake is good.
Let's do some drunks in the news. Although I felt bad with my bad because I wanted to do drunks with the news when we were doing all the Kavanaugh stuff last week because it was really a drunk in the news.
Yeah. But
I forgot, so play it this week.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
You're an artist, Joe. We're lucky to have
the banks of your stingers.
Oh, I just got exploded burp on me.
Wait a second. Is that going to self-destruct?
Let's hope not. All right. Now, as you know, with the Benjamin Franklin, with Drunks in the News, we have to do our Benjamin Franklin drinking term.
Yes.
Yes.
So this week's is he's dagged.
Dagged.
He's dagged. Nah. It sounds like he'd be drunk. I don't know what it is.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, but
I don't know if I'd ever incorporate that one.
Not my favorite. No, I don't think that I could use that.
How was Joe on keyboards? Quite frankly, he was dagged.
And then people stand around going, was that good? Is that bad? But I'm not really sure.
He knows what it
is. He knows what he did.
If he was fagged, he'd be walking funny.
Oh, God.
I'm not running for Supreme Court.
No, you certainly have.
Supreme asshole, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, he's qualified.
Hey, I'm the boss.
He can't run for Supreme Court. He's dagged.
Exactly. Well, actually, now you can.
Yes.
So the anti-Kavanaugh protesters can be seen on videos clutching Pabst Blue Ribbon cans, red Solo cups, and posters as they march toward McConnell's home. Protesters aim to show McConnell that the country is hurt and to ask him to imagine how the Kavanaugh controversy has damaged the Supreme Court in the minds of Americans. McConnell planned a procedural vote. Yeah, we know he did the vote. Essentially, we just had a protester said he's just a frat boy. We had Kavanaugh confirmation kegger, and we had some beer and red Solo party cups. We had some sunglasses and celebrated Beach Week, Georgetown Prep Beach Week. We yelled beer and chug, and then we stopped. Unlike Kavanaugh. Demonstrators then picked up their garbage cans because we don't litter.
Good boys.
Despite the seriousness, Walker said, this is one of the protesters, she wanted Friday's protest to reflect the absurdity of Kavanaugh's judiciary testimony last week, particularly here, the repeated mentions of liking beers. We're not even talking about the serious issues. That's the thing about this protest. This is just ridiculous at this point. Half the country is actually deeply hurt. So does the appearance of Kavanaugh being a frat boy take away from the seriousness of the position he holds? I think it kind of does. I mean, I'd hate to, for somebody
it's
to
a frat boy 30 years ago.
No, I know.
If this stuff was last week.
But we didn't get Ginsburg because Ginsburg admitted to smoking pot when he was in college. That eliminated Ginsburg back in the day.
So the smoke pot don't say, drink BSA.
Okay.
That's probably one of the worst slogans I've heard in a long time.
Because it's too wordy.
Yeah,
it's too wordy.
Workshop plant.
Yeah.
Why don't you do a 25 guest spot in front of me as you try to get that line right, stupid?
It's hysterical. I'll do crowd work before I get to it.
Please do.
Yes. 20. I'll take a look at the bit of 20.
Appreciate looking underneath the hood.
Yeah, right. Go for 30, because at that point, you're just like, fuck you anyway.
Yeah, right, you might as well finish it out. Yeah.
I will say, this sounds like the best protest ever.
It sounded like it was fun.
You know what? You bring these broads with some pussy hats, we got a fucking party jump.
Yeah, right?
Because
it's all for inclusion.
Bring the girls and the boys.
Oh, I got you.
Pussy hats and beer. Right.
So I thought that was... I thought you were going to protest. That's my type of protest. Where's the fucking comics in the news? Bear with me.
All right.
Okay.
I don't know, but Pabst, that's what...
I love PBRs.
Do you?
Oh, I was pounding... I wasn't pounding them. I had to drive,
oh, wait,
but
that's right.
I was having them at the bar.
That's right.
A little comics in the news.
And now it's time for Comics in the News.
Comedian Amy Schumer and model actress Emily, with a hell of a last name, Ratajkowski.
Yeah.
Were among more than 300 people arrested Thursday in protests over Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Additional footage shows them waiting to be processed near a wall with officers. Schumer told the CNN producer she was arrested. Ratajkowski said on social media that she was arrested, too. Because you know what? When I'm handcuffed, I'm definitely posting to Facebook. That's what I'm fucking doing.
Yeah, I know. How are you managing that? Behind your back, it's like, what are you playing guitar like Jimi Hendrix?
So, you know, they asked Amy Schumer, you want to be arrested? And she said yes.
Yeah, because now doesn't this seem like your photo op moment?
It really
takes away from the badassery.
Oh,
you get my good side when I'm arraigned.
Yeah.
You know?
Hold on a second. If you're going to put those cuffs on me, they better be fuzzy.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get my selfie before you cuff me.
Yeah, don't hurt me.
So do you take her more seriously because she got arrested? Do you take her more seriously as a political comic now?
No,
I don't think I do.
No, I don't. It was kind of, okay, you are protesting. I get that. But it's like this fake
treat
arrest.
Treat her like a black man resisting. Then you'll get some street cred.
Holy crap. No, don't treat anybody like that. How about that?
But here's the funny story about protesting. When Lenny Bruce was in a club, and basically Lenny Bruce was, you know, he was kind of a blue comic back in the 60s when that was not favored and you could go to jail for being lewd.
Yeah.
He got arrested for, you know, for a lewd act by being on stage. Carlin was in the audience and Carlin goes, you want to know something? I'm protesting. I'm getting arrested too.
Mm.
And Carlin was a very big fan. So they're in the paddy wagon and Carlin goes, you know, Lenny goes, I heard what you did on stage. And he goes, I'm being arrested because I'm for freedom of speech too. And then Lenny looked at him and goes, you're fucking stupid.
Fucking stupid.
He goes, why did you do that?
Why would you do that?
I do like that comics are becoming more involved.
Yeah.
Because humor has a way of making points, when done well, has a way of making points and make people think about things and look at things in a different light. I do like the fact that more comics are becoming activists. I know that's not the most popular thing.
Right.
You know, because it divides the audience and, you know, oh, why is she doing this? Why is he doing that? I kind of dig it. I like it.
No, I agreed. I mean, I think that comics have always made, not every comic, but comics have always had a history of making political points and just cutting through the bullshit to get to the, you know, the point, the real, the meat of the matter.
Yeah. I don't think this is going to help her career.
No.
I think it's going to hurt her.
I think it looks silly.
I think her comedy is going to help her career.
Well.
Did, when she had a statement, did she have people help her write it?
Wow. Here's a big bowl of milk there. Yeah, really, shots fired.
Okay. So, I don't know. It was an interesting little thing.
Yeah.
Anti-Republican sign was removed from a woman's yard in Hamilton, Texas, after police received complaints calling it disgusting, according to the Washington Post. The poster was painted by Marion Stanford and it featured an elephant with its trunk lifting up a girl's skirt. Help is coming out of the female figure's mouth, and your vote matters is written in bold letters next to the drawing.
What a bad little elephant.
I don't think she was going for a laugh line there.
No. Help. Oh, that's hilarious.
That's why you're a naughty deplorable. Little you're a naughty elephant.
Would it remind you of the anime we saw in Alabama?
Those were pretty cool. 2 hours of it was a little too much.
On the size of a wall.
Yeah.
Robots inserting themselves into women.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Tell me more.
Mark was like, watch this. This is fucked up.
All right. I haven't been paid yet, I guess.
Yeah.
Stanford told the Dallas News that she thought the sign represented what is going on now, and we can't just stand quiet. I wanted to tell people we could stop it with voting. She said she made the poster after watching Judge Brett Kavanaugh testify last week about the sexual assault allegations lodged against him. On Tuesday, Texas Agricultural Commissioner Sid Miller shared a picture of Stanford's lawn on Facebook. He wrote the caption, "This is in Hamilton, Texas, and it's supposed to be Judge Kavanaugh's young daughter. Notice my opponent's son in the background. The Democrat sleazebag knows no bounds." The same day Miller's poster went live, Stanford told the Dallas News that the police showed up to her house and asked her to remove the sign or they'd arrest her. The city manager of Hamilton, Peter Camford, denied that the police brought up arrest. It's political season, and a citizen here placed a yard sign that featured a political animal taking inappropriate position with a young child, he said. A police member visited the owner's home, and the owner asked the officer to take down the sign. I gotta tell you, I'm calling bullshit on this. This is a violation of free speech.
Total bullshit.
Of course it is. Violation of free speech. And what? And under what law is that sign to be taken down?
The only thing I can think about is sometimes towns have ordinances.
I don't know if there's an elephant ordinance. If they had a local obscenity ordinance, but I would call bullshit on saying this is obscene.
Yeah, well.
There's nothing shown. There's nothing graphic about this whatsoever. I mean, it makes the point. You know?
No, it's actually a very creative sign.
It is.
I understand why the opponent would want it taken down.
Yeah, but you
can't say that you
but
can't.
But that's tough shit. The sign stays.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you can't say that liberals are trying to take your free speech when you're calling this, when you're doing this shit. No. I mean, we've done stories where, like, Nazi signs are allowed to be left up on houses.
Yep. But look at this. And saying that horse, it's supposed to be Kavanaugh's daughter.
She never said that.
No, she didn't, but that was one of the criticisms lobbed at her.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's some horse shit right there. Boy, are you reading into this to make your spurious point.
Well, yeah, because somebody, you know, that's probably Kavanaugh's daughter. Drink, now it's in stone. So, you know, some asshole makes a comment and, you know, yeah, that's stupid, but it's I wonder what ordinance, because if that was my – well, what under what ordinance?
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a free speech. We'll go to the Supreme Court maybe, you know, and see our buddy and, you know, or argue that.
See our pal.
See our pal.
I'll teach you that. There you go.
Pal. Yeah. It's political. It's not lewd. And
well, that's the argument that it is lewd.
Oh, yeah,
that's
horseshit.
Please.
Elephant shit. But still. Yeah, it's not lewd.
Yeah, you know what? And the Coppertone ad where that little baby's butt is being shown because the dog is grabbing the corner of her bikini bottom. Yeah. Oh my God, porno.
Yeah.
Come
exactly.
on.
So
that was more lewd.
Once again, I think we can all agree. Both sides don't want you to have free speech.
Yeah, really. Yeah,
that's like when they, you know, the left will do shit to shut down the right.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have
and
the
vice
right.
versa.
They're all fucking.
But they have either side. It was going back to McConnell with the
another animal turtle
last year with that Supreme Court pick where they held it off
2 years ago already.
2 years, really? Mm-hmm. They don't realize that it's going to be tit for tat. You can't do something and take a stand on something, and then when the other side does, you can't sit there and go, "Well, that's bullshit. That's politics."
Yeah,
but actually bullshit. They can because the base laps it up. People are hypocrites.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Well, see, now you can take a stand, and if it's a legitimate stand, somebody can. You know, we're going to have opinions on these things. But if you take a bullshit stand, there are going to be repercussions.
I understand why Trump wants Kavanaugh because he thinks Kavanaugh is going to let him have all the executive power he wants. I understand.
Yeah, and he's going to get him off when he finally is impeached.
But here's what's so stupid about the senators: you're going to get a corrupt Democrat president. That's going to do all sorts of shit that you're going to want to haul him in for, and you're going to want to fucking indict him for something. It's going to happen at some point.
Of course.
And then you're going to have this on the books.
Yep.
And what are you going to do? It goes to Joe's point. It's very short-sighted.
Mm-hmm.
They're not looking. They're only thinking about themselves.
Yeah.
They're not thinking about the future of the country.
No, we're the really important issues. That, you know, we're talking about all kinds of horseshit that's thrown up. Oh, look at my latest shenanigans. And we're not getting important things done.
This is about him throwing ice cubes in a bar fight. No, it was never about that.
No, it was never
about that.
It wasn't about him drinking beer either. In a vacuum. Who gives a shit he was drinking beer? No, we gave a shit if he drank beer to excess to the point that he was.
Or lied about it.
And it black, that he lied about under oath, but that he drank to a blackout state so he cannot say whether he did X or not.
I don't care if the guy fucking parties.
I don't care if he parties.
I know.
Stupid.
It really needs to get back to a point with Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan.
So let me ask you this. Because like I said, at this point, you're a voter for the power and party. And those really, there's not, I'm going to vote blue this next time just because I want to check on this. But I mean, are you going to hold anybody accountable? You're seeing the bullshit. Do you want to check on the power?
I would like to get a check on both sides ending all of this nonsense.
But right now, the right. As Obama had for his first 2 years. Right now, the right has full control of everything.
Right.
So what I'm asking you is, would you vote blue in Congress, like, just to get a check on Trump? So, I mean, I don't think you will.
I wouldn't, because the way I see the economy going and the jobs and everything like that, everything is working. Everything is moving along, so I would still
opinion.
Stay. Yeah, but still, you see it in the statistics as well. But I would still stay with the party line. If things are going to shit, then maybe I'll change my mind.
But by your own admission, things are going to shit. Maybe not in the economy, but by your own admission, you do not like the way we're headed. You do not. You, by your own admission, you would like something done. Both parties.
What I would like it to be is, like I was just saying before, with Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan.
But you're not getting that.
I know. But the thing about those two is that Tip O'Neill, you know, total left, you know, total Democrat, total left. Ronald Reagan, total right. You know, and he would argue and fight like hell. But they work together.
You're not going to get that now because you see they're playing to the bases. The left is now playing to the left. The right is playing to the right. The middle is forgotten.
But I do believe it might not be in this election cycle. Might be another, I would say, another 8 years.
Do you think this country can withstand going this path? Not the policies, but I'm talking about the path of rage and hate towards each other. Another 8 years?
Because something is going to have to come to a head. There's going to be some, mark my words, there's going to be some incident, whether it's an attack on our country
is
or an attack within our country.
Is that what we have to rely on, tragedy?
Yes. You know, we're humans. We're fucking stupid.
And history shows that in the past, that in order to bring unity to the United States, they would provoke a war.
Yes, you're right. But here's the thing. In the past, we had presidents that could rally us all together, left or right, if only for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
This guy doesn't have it in him.
No.
There's been no indication. This guy does not have it in him. So even if we did have that tragedy, God forbid, if Trump's the president, I mean, I know he's your guy. It'll be like, oh, it was the Democrats' fault or something. He won't rally us. You know, he won't bring us all together.
We'll see. That remains to be seen. But there will
I'm
be.
I'm just
a
going
point.
By what I've seen so far.
No, it doesn't remain to be seen. We already saw it with Puerto Rico. What a glorious fixer upper. No. No,
yeah,
not fixed.
Sure, he didn't take responsibility.
No, didn't take responsibility.
Well, also,
that.
There was a lot with the infrastructure of Puerto Rico. And
You can say all those things, too.
It was problematic, but he did not step up.
The buck used to stop with the president.
Yeah.
It doesn't do that anymore. I posted, I miss men. You said amen to something that Tom posted about missing men, too. One of the qualities about men was presidents, they used to fucking take responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, it was on their watch. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, they had to figure out how to fix it. Now it's men don't the Trump model of male is not a male responsibility. They don't take responsibility. It's always look over there. It's somebody else's fault.
Yeah.
I can't respect that.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about millennials. They don't take responsibility. This, that, the other. It's coming from the top.
Yeah.
You know, listen. If you don't do something for me, say you don't get the clips. You go, oh, listen, shit came up. I fucked up. I'll get it to you. Yeah, you're not making excuses. You're not going to look over there. You just tell me what happened, and I can either take it and fight with you or not. But at least you're owning it on such a fucking small level, which
just
is such small potatoes. You own it. I fuck up. Like, listen, I don't hit record on something. You go, ah, fuck, we got to do that again. I didn't hit record. I don't say something happened. Didn't bring up. No, I forgot to hit record. Shit, we got to do it again. You own it. And this is small shit. That doesn't even matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but don't. This is going beyond not even owning it. This is lying about it and saying it was a triumph. We can't operate like that.
I don't hold the optimism that you hold,
no,
Mr. Curry.
Nor do I.
Never thought you'd be the optimistic one, the little ray of sunshine.
Yeah.
Somebody must have had cake. All right, I'm gonna educate you all on some scams that are going around and coming up. Do some BitConnect stuff. We'll bring this one back. Thought it was apropos. It's a little Christmas ditty that Joe and I wrote, that Pip sang.